New Jersey's state highway system has, like we do in Michigan, you know, we have electronic signs. You see those that, you know, messages will flash up generally to tell you about maybe some accidents, delays, or maybe predicting travel times, you know, where you're, mm-hmm. wherever you're going, you know, using it for emergency messages, things like that. Well, the New Jersey Department of Transportation was forced to remove some creative messages, as they've been called, by the Federal Highway Administration about a month after they made their debut. The phrases were delivering driving safety tips, although being done so, as they say, with a hint of, well, they call it New Jersey Golden State sarcasm. And though it was not explained why the Federal Highway Administration forced the removal of the messages, there's a suggestion that perhaps there was some inappropriateness and the potential distraction from drivers who were trying to read the messages.
Gosh.
Well, what's the difference if it's a message that you deem inappropriate or not? You're putting up some messages that people are trying to read in the first place. So, I don't know.
You get distracted by trying to read the darn thing.
Yeah, no matter what the message is. But I have a listing of some of the messages, so I will now tell you what the list of messages were that can no longer be used, so you can be the judge whether or not you think they are inappropriate. And here they go. Again, these were New Jersey trying to deliver some safety messages with its electronic signs. One of the messages simply read, "Don't cruise boozed." Whew, boy, I tell you.
That's a tough one.
Better take that one down. You know, that's just going to cause problems. Don't cruise boozed. I mean, you know, that's good
advice.
That seems
really appropriate.
Yeah.
Especially this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
Because I understand Thanksgiving is like the biggest drunk night of the year.
Yeah, we always hear those stories about, you know, because that's just what you want to do before heading into a day you're going to eat a lot.
Or spend time with your family.
Yeah. Here's another message. Hocus pocus, drive with a focus. Boy, again, I tell you, the necessity to have that message removed, I can understand. Please.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one I like. Hold on to your butts. B-U-T-T-S. Help prevent wildfires. Because you hear about that.
Right. People
toss,
throw their cigarette butts out the window and they cause all kinds of problems.
That's a great tip.
Yeah.
Be a deer, D-E-A-R. Watch for wildlife.
I don't think any of those sound really inappropriate.
Thank you. Okay. We're on the same page here. This one's kind of funny. Mashed potatoes, not your head. Again, promoting safe driving, you know, things like that. It just clicks, wear your seatbelt. Okay. Nice reference. Of course, famous rock and roller Bruce Springsteen is from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the messages reads, "Slow down, this ain't Thunder Road." Nice.
Nice.
Very nice. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, here's one everyone should appreciate. This is a message that needs to go up in every state, if you ask me. Nice car. Did it come with a turn signal?
Especially on Michigan highways.
Boy, isn't that one of the most frustrating things? People who don't signal. A lot of times when we do some of those talk show, fun shows of, you know, your biggest driving complaint or concern, people who don't use their turn signals, for goodness sakes. Again, all of these. This is from the New Jersey Department of Transportation. Apparently, messages on their electronic signs that had to be removed, according to the Federal Highway Administration. As we said, the feds have no sense of humor.
Probably a good thing they don't drive through Arizona.
Oh, they got some of there too, huh?
Oh, they do. I remember when I went there a few years ago when my granddaughter was born, they had a sign that said, it's the temperature, not the speed limit.
Ah, you see, that's a very clever way to say so, especially from Arizona.
Yeah.
Getting those triple digits. Yeah.
Yeah. It's 120 degrees outside. That's not how fast you should be driving.
You don't want people thrown on the highway that quickly.
No.
Now, finally, a couple of other ones. These certainly are a bit more fun, shall we say. Get your head out of your apps.
Mm.
Well,
maybe.
Think of the number of people who are probably looking at those phones when they shouldn't
be. Oh, my gosh, yeah. I've seen those too many times.
Yeah. Frustrating.
Very.
Anytime that you're at a stoplight and you're behind a car that doesn't go when the light turns green.
It's usually somebody's staring down
at
their phone.
Yeah. Maybe not every time, but I think most of the time. And the final message will be blunt. Don't drive high.
Oh, gosh.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah.
Again, I think that's clever. I would think people would be more apt to pay attention to these types of clever messages.
Sure, absolutely.
Than they would if the message just said, drive safely.
Sure.
Oh, boy. You know, tell me something I don't know. Be patient. Take your time. Whatever.
Well, here in Michigan, we just have the ones that come up and say how many deaths there have been and how many times. Sometimes I get distracted by trying to read the number.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
we've seen okay, wait a minute. That's not what I need to see. I need to pay attention to the road.
Well, anyway.
So, yeah.
Well, as I said, listener, you can judge for yourself whether or not you think these were inappropriate and should have been removed by the New Jersey Department of Transportation, because according to the Federal Highway System, or the Federal Highway Administration, that they were deemed to be inappropriate and potentially distracting.
Oh, gosh.
I think
the signs are distracting.
In fact, I even put on our morning team page, we'll put a podcast segment of this story up, but I also put a link up to one of the signs. Here's that one sign, probably tough to see, but this is the one that says, we'll be blunt, don't drive high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you need clarification on that, then ask somebody young, and they will tell you.